Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Love and Amazing Grace. This is your opportunity to find out what it is that your guidance wants to say to you. But we will start out, as always, by introducing ourselves. So here is the magical DC Love. Okay, DC, I can't hear you.
Hey, Barbara, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Awesome. Well, I was saying I was almost a late, DC Love. I thought we had like a show maybe like in an hour or so, and I this time is better, but I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, it's probably like an hour or something, and I checked, and it said like you had like so many minutes, so I did make it. I'm here, so that has to count for something.
Yes, but it does.
I am known as the magical DC Love, and it's kind of magical that I'm here with you guys. I'm the real DC Love, or maybe just DC Love. And I have to tell you, I have had the most amazing journey. My journey, I feel, is like no others. I started just by watching TV. I mean, it doesn't get much easier than that. I was watching the Long Island Medium with my niece Kelly, and I must have put the intention out to the universe when I said to Kelly, oh, wow, Kel, I would love to do something like this. This is so cool. And not too long after that, I had sugar cookies in a big, big two-pound bowl that flew off my countertop. My cell phone began to text me, and spirit sat on me to get my attention. So, of course, I had to listen. And this propelled me onto the path that I find myself on today. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer. I'm a Reiki master and teacher, an ordained minister, a dream interpreter, an animal communicator, and formerly I was a law enforcement officer. But the really cool thing was how I got some of my education, and it was done in such an unconventional manner. I traveled to schools of higher learning. And you'll say, well, where did you travel? I've traveled to heaven. I've been there a few times. Sometimes I was there visiting my loved ones, but other times I was there learning. And while I was there, it really helped me to see things from a heavenly vantage point. This is where my channeling began, where I first connected with Jesus, Mother Mary. I discovered higher levels of consciousness and as well healing on a soul's level. It was all sudden. It was unexpected. It changed the course of my life forever. And I truly discovered that I had a strong connection with the spirit world. Since then, I've never looked back. I continue to serve and to protect, trading in my 357 and now offering angelic love instead. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog Ginger, and I can't forget the not-so-divine guide Joan Rivers. She and I first connected while she was in a coma. At that time, she basically threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It did take me quite a while to realize that, you know, the connection we have is truly divine. And Joan has left the door open, and those on the other side walk through it continually. And my chance encounter with her has given me access to the most fascinating and wide variety of divine source. As well, it gives me the ability to relate and to work with clients worldwide and from all walks of life. My journey has been anything but normal, but I wouldn't have it any other way. And I'm so blessed that I'm able to take my abilities to live radio. And this helps me to access an even wider audience and to bring my unique brand of, you know, divine messages and healing to people on regular, you know, at regular intervals. And I'm here to help people. My purpose is to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. Love is what I do. Love is what I listen to. Good evening, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you so much, DC. Okay, and I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds, the woman who can't remember her name. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing technique practitioner, an innate releasing technique practitioner, and Akashic Records practitioner, a conscious channel speaker, author, and a bunch of other stuff. I am here to bring joy, to help people find the joy within them, because I was looking for the joy within me. We reach a stage in our lives where we realize that it's not working for us. At least that was what it felt like for me. And so at that stage, I realized that something had to change. I wasn't sure exactly what the change needed to be or how to go about it or anything like that. But I started trusting my guidance, and they have led me on this incredible journey, which has been going on now for 15, 16 years. Good Lord. And I love where I am now. They've shown me so much. I've learned so much during that time. It's wonderful when you finally open up your guidance and you tell them, okay, I'm not really sure what it is you want of me. I don't really know how to do what it is that I need to do. So, you know, show me everything. And that's what my guidance did. And so a lot of what they've taught me over the years, the things that I have found to be most beneficial, I've also posted on my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And everywhere where I'm talking about a modality of healing, I usually have some statements there that you can use on yourself to begin to change your life right now. So it's not just about me. It's also about allowing you to do what you need to do to change your life. And that's what I'm here for. I'm here to give you assistance to support you in your change so that you can really and truly create a life that you love and that you can experience the joy that is within you. And it is there, even if you don't believe it. It's still there. Sometimes we just bury it so deep that we can't find it, but that's okay, because that's why there are so many beings who are here to assist you in becoming who you are truly here to be. So if you need my help, let me know. Okay, DC, it's time for us to start talking to our callers. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Our first caller is Helena.
Hi, darling. Wow, first caller. How do you like that?
Hello.
Hello. Hope you guys are doing well.
Yes.
I'm just having a little bit of a weird time down here, and I mean, it's settled, but there's stuff that I'm still trying to understand and kind of get through. So if you pick up anything, if you could share that with me, I'd love it.
Well, Helena, I didn't know who it was that we would be connecting with, and Ginger is showing me it was you, in fact. I should have recognized you. And she's saying, there's Helena sitting in the chair, and Helena's saying, Ginger, I've put myself in a timeout until I can play nice with others. This may take a while, Ginger. So do you put yourself in timeouts? Because she's saying, if you don't, it may be a nice, you know, it may be a nice thing to try, to just put yourself in a nice little timeout and chill out. And she's saying, the reason I'm saying this, it's funny, but it's not funny, because Helena has a lot of anxiety. And it's making her hold on to stuff for way too long. And she's saying, Helena, like, as they were before, you're sort of still, like, in survival mode. Okay? She said, but emotionally, like, you're sort of, like, not taking care of yourself. And she's saying, you know, you're holding on to these things. And it doesn't help because you're just not resolving any of that anxiety. She's saying, instead, believe it or not, it's making things worse. And, you know, it is time to let go and let better things come into your life, Helena. So she's just,
okay.
You know, she's not sure what you're holding on to, like, all this anxiety and things. Okay? And I'm getting, I'm getting, like, we're almost at the end of May, you know, like a couple more days, in fact. And I'm getting, like, sort of like within a month, I'd say like within a month, there is something positive coming for you, okay? And Ginger's saying, Helene, it's like, girlfriend, it's like you're turning the corner. It's sort of like stuff that you've been waiting for a long time, okay? So she's saying it's gonna be positive, okay? It's gonna be sort of like unexpected, almost like, you know, you're jumping up and down and saying, "Woohoo, this is awesome," okay? You're like going into this beautiful cycle, she's saying, okay? And it's a cycle of like all the stuff that you've been sort of like waiting for, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it's really positive. It's a lucky cycle, she's saying, but. Lady, you got to let go of what you're holding on to presently, okay? She's saying in order to go like, you know, to turn that corner and go in the right direction, it's sort of like, you know, you have all that stuff weighing you down and you can't even go another step or two until you get rid of all that stuff you're holding on to. You got to get rid of all the oil, Talina, okay?
All right.
You've got to be able to follow
wonderful.
Your heart's desires. You've got to trust. You've got to follow your heart's desires. And she's saying there's so much new coming for you. And it's going to be beautiful. And you deserve to go in this new direction. She's saying, I've seen the struggle, and you deserve all the good that wants to come your way. And she's saying, you know what? She's saying, I'm understanding, Helena, because this is sort of like a transitional time. And I'm not, like, too much into astrology, but from what I understand, I think it has something to do right now with the moon and Scorpio. And this is, like, the time that people are questioning everything. They're looking at their past, you know, and they're allowing stuff to come up a little bit. So that might be affecting you as well, okay? But she's saying, Mom, she's not even grounded. She's walking in, look at her feet are barely touching the ground. So this is like a time of reflection for you and a time to think, and then it's going to help you to go forward, you know, in the best way. Okay, but she's saying reflection right now is really, really important. Okay, and it's sort of like you got to look back, Lena, and see what lessons that you've learned, okay, and know that you have learned them, and you're going to go forward towards happiness. Okay.
Okay, all right.
So,
something happened. Well, I'm sorry. You finish. I apologize.
Oh, that's okay. She's saying, you know, she's bringing the divine and everything, and they're here to help you to be a little bit stronger, to bring resolution to all of this, okay? And Mother Mary, you know, she loves to come in, and she's putting her beautiful powder blue blanket around you, Helena, and she's saying, Helena, you're stronger than you realize, okay? And she's saying, you know, like, don't feel like you're a victim because, Helena, you're not a victim, okay?
All right.
And she's here to just, you know, to help you to really, you know, feel good and go forward. But she's saying, you know, you've got to be patient for, like, a little bit longer, okay? And I think there are other people involved as well, so when there are other people, we do have free will, okay? And sometimes it, you know, it's affected by others' free will as well. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So I'm getting word like patience. And if you try to do something right now, try to force things, they're probably not going to end up the way that you want them to be. Okay? And I'm sort of seeing Ginger showing me, you know, like your roommate, like he's gone his way and you're on your way and, you know, it's sort of like there's, like, just little traces that you even had, like, this coexistence for a while. Okay? Okay. But,
well, that's pretty,
you know,
much
that energy
somewhat,
still,
I mean.
Well, yeah, but the energy is still there. You know, the energy from the past, the energy with the present
mm-hmm.
and everything, the energy for you to go forward. And, you know, you've got to really focus, like, on going forward and think about what matters to you. Whatever anxiety you're holding on to, that has to go as well. And you're going to be able to go in the right direction. So I'm getting, you know, like there's still some unforgiveness within you, Helena, because we know how you are. You're a very sensitive person, but I think it might be the roommates, like, And his energy, his negativity, I think it's still, like, deep within you.
Ugh, that stinks.
Okay, well, it's okay because we're going to get rid of it. I mean, it's, you know, it's that you realize, and you've got to just open up and you've got to, you know, allow all the good stuff to come in. Just love. Anything that's not love, you know, it shouldn't take up any space there because there's no reason for it. Okay, and Ginger's saying, Helena, you analyze way too much. Okay? And wow, she analyzes everything. Feel a little bit more, analyze like a little bit less. Okay? And I am getting the word love, like love. So it could be like you might be doing something that you want to love, okay, to do. Mm-hmm. Like there's love, but I don't think it's like a physical, you know, love with a, like, you know, a partner. But it's something like that you really, you know, would love to do. You're entering, like I said, into a time of positivity, happiness. You know, it's going to be harmonious. It's going to be more peaceful, okay? And I'm getting, like, you know, like success coming. And the success, you know, is really amazing, Lena, okay? But you've got to just let go of, like, the stuff that you have been holding on, that emotional baggage. Okay, and you've got to consciously say, you know what, I'm getting rid of this. And it's sort of like you put like this little encasement around your heart. So like no matter what the problem, Helena's not going to get hurt because Helena's, you know, she has her protection up there. And Archangel Michael is standing, you know, next to you. He said, Helena, you can drop all of that because I'm here and I'm going to help you as well. I won't allow anyone to hurt you, okay? And you sort of got to have a little bit more balance between, you know, giving and receiving. And I'm getting like this is like a long-standing pattern for you. It's not something that just happened, Helena. Okay? And when we don't have that, like, beautiful balance between giving and receiving, it can cause problems with, you know, your finances, the opportunities that you want to have. It could hold you back. It's sort of like your tires are just, they're spinning and you're not going anywhere, okay?
Where do you see the balance? Where am I in that balance? Where are you seeing
that? That's something that you would know, you know, where you are between giving and receiving. You don't have an equal balance. So that would be something that you would have to figure out, okay? Okay, but Ginger saying, girlfriend, I'm handing you a beautiful crystal. It's ametrine, I believe. It's really pretty. It's sort of like the purpley with the amethyst and then like the golden for the citrine. And combined, it helps you to really, you know, like attract prosperity. It helps you to really feel good about yourself, connect with your higher consciousness, to really connect with spirit, have clarity. And if there is negativity, it'll help with that as well, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But Ginger is saying, like, we got to get you back on track with the anxiety, you know, with the balance of giving and receiving, the forgiveness. So I'm going to turn you over to Barbara for a little bit of healing, and Ginger is promising it's going to be painless. It's not going to hurt, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are you up for it? Okay.
Okay, Helena, are you ready?
I am.
You know, you started out by saying that there are some things that you are trying to understand. And for you, that means that you are hanging on to them as hard as you can. Because when you are trying to understand something, you tend to analyze it to death and beyond.
Well, yeah, it's the amp situation, and it's just so weird. This crap came up today, and then I think because she was stomping around with all this anger, she ended up in emergency, and it's just been a very bizarre day. And what I'm trying to understand is why this stuff comes up with her that was like she'll be really nice and then all of a sudden it's like there's somebody else there talking to me really mean, and I'm not getting it.
Okay.
And maybe there's nothing to understand, but it's not somebody I'm not going to ever see again, you know.
So you are trying to understand why she is the way that she is. Which
yeah,
is really
when she's not that
business.
Way with her other nieces.
But it's not.
Well, I think
it's
it is because it's
business.
Me.
No, it's none of your business from the aspect of why she is the way that she is. It is your business as in why you are attracting this behavior from her. What do you
okay.
believe about you that you need to let go of? That's where you're going to get the clarity. Can you see that's a whole different way of looking at things?
I can, because it's way different with all my other cousins. So, yeah, I can.
And stop comparing yourself to other people. Really. I mean, that's a total waste of time. So, what does her behavior trigger in you?
My head's spinning. It's like, why the frig doesn't she just understand? And why so mean with me? I mean, this has happened several times over the years. One time, you know, there was no contact between her and I for years because of it. And I don't get it.
How does this behavior make you feel?
Bad. It really just very bad. It's like,
does it
you
make
know,
you feel like she's
second.
Rejecting you? Is she abandoning you? Is she stabbing you in the back? Is she betraying you? I don't want to hear bad.
Well,
I want to know what it actually makes you feel.
Well, yeah, rejection. I mean, I feel that she wouldn't do that to her other nieces because they are her flesh
okay,
and
don't,
blood.
Okay, don't talk to me
full.
About anybody else. We are only talking about you. So it makes you feel rejected. Okay? Are
yeah,
there any other emotions that it triggers in you?
Confounded, like, why? And hated.
Okay. Okay, I'm writing down the things that they're bringing up, as well as the things that you are saying, so that we can clear this. Anything else coming up that you are feeling as a result?
It's sad. And, you know, it's something that I don't want to fight back because that's crazy to fight that. You know, just every now and then she'll say something so friggin' whack. And it's not even age, you know, it's something that's gone on for a long time. Oh,
it's
yeah.
not something you need to fight back against. It's something that you need to recognize what it brings forward in you so that you can release that energy so that she no longer needs to trigger it. She's actually doing you a favor.
Okay, yeah.
Believe it or not.
I do believe it. I do believe. Yeah, you know, or saying that it's all about you. I think she brought that up. Gosh, and this is like the at least third or maybe fourth time over the years that she's brought that up. And, you know, most of the times I was helping somebody or helping her. Or helping my mother, and then to hear that crap, it's like WTF. It's a very strange thing.
Okay. All right. They've given me a bunch of stuff here.
All right. And then, of course, I'm trying. I don't want to think mean, and I can be way sarcastic, but I just keep holding it in because there's no point, I mean, in making this woman feel miserable or fighting with her, and she won't even like.
No,
you know, she'll tell
me. You're not supposed to fight.
Yeah.
It's not about fighting. You know that. There is a part of you that knows that. It's about you looking at you and letting go of all the garbage that you hang on to, which attracts people treating you this way.
Like poo. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you actually believe
absurd.
That you deserve it.
Well, it's not on a conscious level because it's kind of disgusting. I know I don't.
Well, thank goodness you are beginning to recognize that. Okay. So
yeah.
We're going to do some dear innate statements. So, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Dear innate, I release my aunt.
Dear innate, I release my aunt.
Dear innate, I release the rejection.
Dear innate, I release the rejection.
Dear innate, I release the anger.
Dear innate, I release the anger.
Dear innate, I clear all parts of me that attract rejection.
Dear innate, I clear all parts of me that attract rejection.
Dear innate, I release the hatred.
Dear innate, I release the hatred.
Dear innate, my life is no longer ruled by rejection.
Dear innate, my life is no longer ruled by rejection.
Dear innate, I release the undeservedness.
Dear innate, I release the undeservingness.
Dear innate, I release the disconnection.
Dear innate, I release the disconnection.
Dear innate, I release the sadness.
Dear innate, I release the sadness.
Dear innate, I release the distrust.
Dear innate, I release the distrust.
Dear innate, I release the belief that it's all about me.
Dear innate, I release the belief that it's all about me.
Dear innate, I release the belief that I shouldn't focus on myself.
Dear innate, I release the belief that I shouldn't focus on myself.
Dear innate, I tear down the walls around my heart.
Dear innate, I tear down the walls around my heart.
Dear innate, it's time to let go of the fear.
Dear innate, it's time to let go of the fear.
Dear innate, I allow myself to be vulnerable.
Dear innate, I allow myself to be vulnerable.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to release even though I don't understand.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to release even though I don't understand.
Dear innate, I no longer beat myself up.
Dear innate, I no longer beat myself up.
Dear innate, it is time for me to stand in my power.
Dear innate, it is time for me to stand in my power.
Dear innate, I take back my freedom.
Dear innate, I take back my freedom.
Dear innate, no one else determines who I am.
Dear innate, no one else determines who I am.
Dear innate, no one else determines what I am.
Dear innate, no one else determines what I am.
Dear innate, I choose who I am being.
Dear innate, I choose who I am being.
Dear innate, I am letting go of this whole relationship.
doing it and letting go of this whole relationship.
Dear Nate, I am cutting all of the ties and cords.
Dear Nate, I am cutting all of the ties and cords.
Dear Nate, I am releasing poor me.
Dear Nate, I am releasing poor me.
Dear Nate, I am strong.
Dear Nate, I am strong.
Dear Nate, I am powerful.
Dear Nate, I am powerful.
Dear Nate, I'm absolutely wonderful.
Dear Nate, I'm absolutely wonderful.
Dear Nate, I am creating an incredible life.
Dear Nate, I am creating an incredible life.
Dear Nate, I completely release all of the garbage as I move forward.
Dear Nate, I completely release all of the garbage as I move forward.
Dear Nate, I love myself.
Dear Nate, I love myself.
Dear Nate, I accept me exactly as I am.
Dear Nate, I accept me exactly as I am.
Dear Nate, now is my time to shine.
Dear Nate, now is my time to shine.
Dear Nate, I open up to accepting love.
Dear Nate, I open up to accepting love.
Dear Nate, I allow myself to receive love.
Dear Nate, I allow myself to receive love.
Dear Nate, I fill myself with the energy of love.
Dear Nate, I fill myself with the energy of love.
Dear Nate, I deserve love.
Dear Nate, I deserve love.
Dear Nate, love is who I am.
Dear Nate, love is who I am.
Dear Nate, I am so excited to be love.
Dear Nate, I am so excited to be love.
Dear Nate, I am so excited to move forward.
Dear Nate, I am so excited to move forward.
Dear Nate, I forgive everything that my aunt has
Dear
ever
Nate,
said to me.
I forgive everything that my aunt has ever said to me.
Dear Nate, I let it all go.
Dear Nate, I let it all go.
Dear Nate, that is the past. It is over. It is done.
Dear Nate, that is the past. It is over. It is done.
Dear Nate, that is no longer who I am.
Dear Nate, that is no longer who I am.
Dear Nate, I know who I am.
Dear Nate, I know who I am.
Dear Nate, I am so excited to be me.
Dear Nate, I am so excited to be me.
Take a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
I don't know. Stuff may be shifting on different dimensions. I'm not sure. We'll see. But it feels like something's going on.
Actually, they're showing me big boulders are being moved. So,
well, awesomeness is all I can say about that.
So they want you to stay in the energy of what you actually love, what actually excites you, what you actually look forward to. And if your aunt is doing or saying anything that you consider negative or whatever terminology you want to use, then simply ask yourself, what is she showing me?
Okay.
And I'll simply say, Dear Nate, I see what she's showing me. And I let it go. so you can see it and let it go. That's what's important. Otherwise, you get stuck in that energy that feels like crap, and you don't need to get stuck in that energy. Not ever. Not for any reason.
Do you know, though, I mean, I also worry about her well-being, and even though I don't
her well-being is not your problem.
Well,
you're taking on responsibility for somebody else, and that's not your problem. And that does not bring you any joy, because then you're trying to control something that you can't control, because you're not supposed to. So she's a grown woman. She's been alive for almost 100 years. I think she might know what she's doing. Don't take on her energy, okay?
I don't want to take on her energy, but, you know, I do feel a responsibility towards her, not in a bad way.
You are only responsible for yourself. You are only responsible for yourself. They're going to make me say this several times, you know. You are responsible for yourself. You are only responsible for yourself. I mean, otherwise, you're pretty much saying, God can't really handle everything God has to handle. I'm going to take care of this for God. Now, God is able to create everything in existence, but you don't think he can handle your aunt. Interesting.
You don't know her. So, man,
he created her.
Yeah, this is true.
So he knew what he was creating, and he can handle it, so you don't have to. It's not your responsibility. Stop trying to take it on. Because, frankly, if I was her and you were trying to take on responsibility for me, I'd be telling you where to go, too. Because
that's
not your
job.
It could have something to do with the way that you are treating her, because you believe that you need to be responsible for her. People feel your energy. Just like you feel
hers. No, that's
true,
but yeah, no, but this situation has nothing to do with that.
Everything's connected.
Insanity. True.
Everything is connected. So change your energy and start living in your joy. And let her come and meet you there. Instead of you trying to figure out how to come and meet her in her misery or her anger or whatever it is she's going through. You are not responsible for her.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you both. Yeah, thank you.
You are welcome. Now, have a good evening. I know it doesn't seem possible, but do it anyway.
I will. Thank you so much. All right.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, we are moving to our next caller from my favorite number, 111-111-1111. Hello, who's this?
Hi, ladies. It's Jane. How are you both doing?
We're doing great, Jane. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Just want to know what message
question.
Is. I just want to know what messages my guides have for me.
Okay. Well, I have to ask you, Jane. I'm seeing dreams. You've been having a lot of different dreams lately. And are you paying attention to the dreams? Are you remembering the dreams?
Not really.
Okay, well, maybe, you know, make sure you have a dream journal And put the intention before you go to bed to remember the dreams, and don't open your eyes and try to stay still, maybe like a minute or 2 minutes before you get up. Because I'm getting like you're getting so much information in the dreams. Because, you know, while you're dreaming, you're realizing that everything is possible. Okay?
Okay.
It's going to help you to move towards the opportunities that are coming your way.
Okay.
Because in the physical, like, reality, you sort of resonate with lack, okay? And when you're dreaming, you don't, okay? So the dreams are going to help really to, you know, to step into your power, to have a little bit more confidence. And they're really, they are going to help you to go forward. I'm getting, like, the word opportunity coming, like, around you within the next couple weeks in June sometime. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Showing me.
All right.
Okay. I'm just getting like there's something on your mind, and it might be like, you know, like really playing hard. And the angels are saying just like you got to watch that you don't lose your mental footing over this. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And the other thing that I was getting is, you know, like you can't procrastinate anymore. It's time to go forward.
Yeah.
And it's time to release pain. Okay. Stuff that no longer serves you. It's time to clear things. So with that being said, I think you need a little bit of healing. I'm turning you over to Barbara, honey, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Jane, let's see what kind of wonderful, dear, innate statements they want to do for you.
Okay.
Dear innate, I open up to life.
Dear innate, I open up to life.
Dear innate, I allow myself to live fully.
Dear innate, I allow myself to live fully.
Dear innate, I no longer hold myself back.
Dear innate, I no longer hold myself back.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to be me.
Dear innate, it's safe to be me.
Dear innate, I love myself.
Dear innate, I love myself.
Take a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
Good.
And is it bringing up anything?
Releasing all the negative thoughts and feelings, I guess, that I've been holding on to.
So why are you afraid to live your own life?
I guess because of judgment. People always judging.
Okay, so, dear innate, I release the belief that I can't measure up.
Dear innate, I release the belief that I can't measure up.
Dear innate, I release the need to be judged by others.
Dear innate, I release the need to be judged by others.
Dear innate, I release the need to judge myself.
Dear innate, I release the need to judge myself.
Dear innate, I release the belief that I always fall short.
Dear innate, I release the need to,
The belief that I always fall short.
The belief that I always fall short.
Dear innate, I recognize the power within me.
Dear innate, I recognize the power within me.
Dear innate, I accept the good within me.
Dear innate, I accept the good within me.
Dear innate, I accept myself.
Dear innate, I accept myself.
Take a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
I feel lighter.
Yeah. Letting go of some of that old crap. That's good for you.
Yes. Well, thank you.
You are welcome. And thanks, your guidance
you.
Wants you to know that you really do deserve to have an absolutely wonderful life. And they want you to stop yourself from being happy. Okay?
Thank you, Val.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling, Jane.
Thanks, ladies. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Okay, and our next caller is from area code 510. Hello, who's this?
This is Leanne.
Well, hello, Leanne. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing great. So what's on your mind tonight?
Just whatever messages want to come through from anyone, anything, I'm here to receive and say thank you.
Okay. Okay. You see? Are you going to talk? Do you see?
Uh-oh.
Okay, there must be something going on at DC's house.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's see if they're going to tell me anything then. Oh, your lovely threesome is here. And they're sending you lots and 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 lots of love. Okay, let's see what they want to say. We want you to know that, yes, you can do it. Whatever you set your mind to, you can do it. You've proven it over and over. Even if you are not willing to actually recognize that you have done so, that doesn't mean that you haven't done it, because you have. You are this beautiful, amazing being of love and light. And you are here to share that love and that light with the world. And there are so many people that you can make such a difference in their lives, in the endings of their lives. We can't even put into words how profoundly you transform that whole experience. Don't ever turn your back on the power within you. Don't ever stop being who you truly are. You deserve to be seen. You deserve to be known. You deserve to be compensated. You deserve an amazing life. Accept it and live it. And if you can't live it for yourself, then live it for us. Because we're here with you. And sometimes you just can't do something for you, but you can do it for somebody else. So do it for us.
Okay.
Be the amazing you for us. We love you. Okay, that's what they wanted to say to you.
That was pretty nice. Thank you. And they're right. They're right, too. So that was actually funny. I was like, okay, I could do it for them. Obviously, with everything, I can do it for them. And for me, but for them, when I have trouble, they're right. That's good. Cool.
Yeah. And now is your time to shine, woman.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's like I feel it's getting lighter and lighter and lighter as, you know, the details of these other things had to get finished. The reality is it was already finished, in a good way, you know, finished in this realm. And now I can, the lightness is, I'm feeling it, which is huge. Still a little tired, but I know that's just me coming back into this, you know, which is great. So.
Yeah, and there's still a part of you that's kind of fighting against being who you really are.
Okay, and that's probably, I feel like I'm integrating and it's still happening. Yeah, that makes sense to me. And I think part of that is the tired and really doing the release, like what we've done before, and just working on that every day, just allowing more and more to shed away, you know, from the false beliefs.
And actually that's why you're tired, because you are.
Okay.
It's time for you to accept yourself. So I'm going to give you an I'm so excited phrase that you can repeat and feel the energy and let your life transform. Okay.
Okay.
I'm so excited that I get to live my passion.
Okay. I'm so excited that I get to live my passion.
Okay, say it with more excitement now.
Okay, I'm so excited that I get to live my passion.
Okay, give me some real excitement there.
I got to stand up. Okay. I'm so excited that I get to live my passion. It's still not all the way there at all.
No. Jump up.
I wrote it down
so
that I can practice
whatever you need to do.
Okay. All right. I'm so excited that I get to live my passion.
Okay, that felt much better.
Better. Getting there. Still got more to.
Okay, give it to me one more time. This time, yell it really loud.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm so excited that I get to live my passion.
Oh, that was much better. Ooh, that one sent chills. Okay.
I wrote it down so I could be working with this.
And that's the energy that you need to be in.
Because that's
going to bring the things that you are needing to live your passion into your life. That's you opening up to being you. And you're so beautiful. You really need to be open to being you.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I'm also tired, you know, funerals and stuff like that get exhausting when you're around a lot of other energies. There's a few pieces, we just finished the last one, so I'm like, But the timing where you guys always are right there is so cool. Because it's true, it's all over.
Let's do a couple of dear innate statements, too. Dear innate,
yes,
I release the energy of the funerals.
Thank you, yeah, that's what I need help with. Dear innate, I release the energy of the funerals. Yeah. Ugh.
Dear innate, I release the sadness of others.
Oh, dear innate, I release the sadness of others.
Dear innate, I release the need to take on other people's grief.
Dear innate, I release the need to take on other people's grief.
Dear innate, I just let it all go.
Dear innate, I just let it all go.
Dear innate, I send love to all of those people who are grieving.
Dear innate, I send love to all of those people who are grieving.
And I ask that they be shown the light.
And I ask that they be shown the light.
Dear innate, I live in the light.
Yeah, okay. Dear innate, I live in the light.
Dear innate, I release being tired.
Dear innate, I release being tired.
Dear Innate, I am ready to move forward in my life.
Dear Innate, I am ready to move forward in my life.
Dear Innate, I am so excited that I get to live my passion.
Dear Innate, I'm so excited I get to live my passion.
And take a nice deep breath. Ooh, that feels much better. How do you feel?
Yeah, every one of those was, yeah. That's all I have to, yeah. Thank you, yeah. God, those are heavy. They're like weights on your chest and everything else. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Well, grief is just one of those super heavy, and then funerals and all of that stuff people bring. And they bring up every single death they've ever dealt with. So people come to funerals, pack a load.
Thank you. Yeah. And then. And I mean, I've been really being good to me. I've been out in nature every day knowing, and that's been wonderful. So no matter what, you know, the quote unquote tired is like, you know what, this is how I'm going to undo that. So by doing, you know, even allowing that, and I feel 1,000,000% better every time. But about right around now is when it's like, oh, so I needed to really, because I think, just the reprieve of those to-dos are gone and they're not mine. And the completion, that's the thing that's, it's so interesting because the completion was the minute, you know, the souls, the spirits took off. I feel them anyway, and I don't feel anything but peace around that, and actually a lot of joy for them, and them having joy. That's what they've let me know. So, being here and going, being around that. That's where I don't think my bubble has been as, I don't like it being as protection, but I have to be honest. I have to ground myself. And I went to a tree today again and just touched it. I was like, okay, roots in the ground, not in the earth, but roots, you know, stay here so I don't fly up and do all my stuff. So, it's an interesting process, but I see that even when we do this and the other work I continue to do, everything's a lot quicker if I allow it. And if I just don't, you know, it's like you said, just don't fight it, as you said. I just kind of be and know it's like, you know what, all needs met and everything really is taken care of, and I'll know exactly how to show up, when to show up, when not to show up to anything in life. And that's, I feel,
great.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
Like, this was good. It's always the right time, you know that. So I'm like, I was just supposed to look at that right now? Because, you know, I know the Tuesday, Thursday thing, that's kind of different because that's usually in my head. But the Sunday one, I don't, that's kind of depends. And so I was just sitting here and it was like, oh, hello. That's very cool. 31 minutes into when it was, I guess, supposed to know it. Oh, I guess that means I'm supposed to be dialing in.
So I love
that. Well, I'm glad you listen.
Yes. And I'm glad you're there. And thank you. And blessings to DC. Whatever's happening, I know everything's all right. And I'm thank you for just, it was obviously to come through you anyway. That's how it works. So thank you.
You are welcome. And you know, keep us in the loop so we know.
Oh yeah.
You are working in the stars. You know.
Yeah. No, I will. I mean, it's interesting because I even started clearing some different things today of just knowing that I was like, just make some baby steps, but just go ahead and do it. And just that was a symbol for me of lifting and lightening, lifting it up and then letting it go. So it was kind of
wonderful.
A symbol. Yeah. And I didn't push it, you know what I mean? I didn't do anything to exert. I did it to actually make more space and open. And it's all, you know, a game I was playing with myself, but it actually worked.
Yeah.
And then I got to notice this at the call, so it's kind of interesting. I like that.
Me too. Well, keep up the wonderful
work. No accident. Thank you, and you too. It's pretty cool. All right. I'll talk with you very soon. And I'm sure we do
we're
not on this. Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bless you, bye.
Okay, DC, we've come to the last few seconds of the show. I have no idea what happened to you, but I'm going to trust that everything is fine and will work out wonderfully. Thank you, everyone, for calling in and being part of the show. We will be back next Sunday with more of Love and Amazing Grace. We hope everyone has a wonderful week. Bye-bye, everybody.